This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are asking you about your online returns.
Right. Okay. Looking at the poll results, have you found yourself returning more of your online purchases? Yes, at 28.3%. No, at 33.6%. I don't return purchases at 27.4%. And I don't shop online, 10.6%.
Over on Instagram, it's still at 68% no to our question. And we have a couple of messages that have come in, and we've got one here from PDX who says, mostly buy food, so not much chances for buyer's remorse. We also have Stephen who says, avoid returning and negotiate for full or partial refund if possible. Returning process is very mafan. If it's not too major, I will just leave a not so good feedback to warn other potential buyers.
Okay, so we've got a comment here on WhatsApp who chooses to remain anonymous. I shop online more since the pandemic started, but kept it low once a month or 2 months. Only once I had to return because of a wrong product, which was very inconvenient. I was new to online shopping, the seller too. It wasn't worth the trouble, actually. Sellers should just send replacement as it was an inexpensive product. I do keep my packaging like boxes and bubble wraps neatly and give it to the J&T courier outlets so sellers can reuse. Good of J&T to accept. I keep my purchases to what I need off and online. Shopping and similar should have more CSR eco programs, right? Which is good, right? Good idea.
Exactly. You still have about 25 minutes to chime in on the conversation. Have you found yourself returning more of your online purchases during the pandemic? Why or why not? 018-789-8899 is the number to reach us on WhatsApp. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio and also send us your messages on Instagram at BFM Radio is our handle. Now, moving on to our next story about how IBM will be shutting down its global delivery center that's located in Cyberjaya, and they're doing this May, 7 years after it was first opened back in 2014.
Right. An IBM spokesperson told Edge, as part of IBM's continual review of the most efficient way to source our products and services, our global center supporting client information technology in Malaysia will close on May 31st. There is no impact on other IBM operations in Malaysia. Aside from its Cyberjaya operations, IBM also has a head office located in BU. IBM remains committed to Malaysia and will continue to focus on building its capacity and capability to help our clients in their hybrid cloud and AI journeys. The nation in its pursuit to be a knowledge-based society as set out in the digital economy blueprint. However, the spokesperson declined to disclose how many jobs will be lost as a result of the closure of the Cyberjaya Center.
IT professional circles in Malaysia have been abuzz with news of this Cyberjaya Center closure. Messages online forums were claiming that the shutdown will put over 1,000 employees out of work. Now, many are understood to have started submitting their job applications to other IT companies in the country.
Okay, so IBM was one of the first technology companies to invest in Cyberjaya. Back in 2011, it was former PM Dato' Sri Najib Razak that announced that the American multinational would be investing $1 billion to develop the global delivery center in Cyberjaya. Najib also said that the center was expected to create 3,000 skilled jobs. The Global Delivery Center reportedly delivered high-value services to clients in the areas of software platform management, service systems operations, security and risk management, and project management. The center also supported IBM's cloud services, including the provisioning and management of IBM Smart Cloud Enterprise solutions designed for running critical enterprise workloads such as enterprise resource planning and CRM applications.
Yeah. So IBM is, not the first multinational to exit Cyberjaya recently. According to a report by telecoms news provider Telco Titans, German IT company T-Systems, they sold their business in Malaysia to a private investment holding firm at the end of November 2020. Mm-hmm. The transition is expected to be completed sometime mid this year, at which point I think T-Systems will no longer have a presence in Malaysia. T-Systems had more than 800 employees in their Cyberjaya center, and I think these are numbers from 2020. 2019.
So this is like, well, if November last year, I mean, it was a tough year for everybody,
yes,
right? Trying to find a job. There's 800 jobs. So they didn't, IBM here didn't declare how many jobs officially, but, you know, they're...
They didn't even say if there would be job losses, in fact. You know,
They didn't want to say that. But if, you know, and I'd be interested to know, maybe we'll do a follow-up, whether they're moving to another location and it's not in Cyberjaya. Mm. So it's interesting. So the BU operations will remain the same. And just a bit, I was just trying to remember, I used to work there. And it's been around for 60 years.
Yeah.
1961. Yeah, 60 years. So they celebrate the 60th anniversary. So, I, you know, I'm sure they're still committed to the country. So it's just a case of business changing and evolving.
Yes, but it's always sad to hear some of these companies, you know, leaving, you know, not just Cyberjaya, but leaving like for T-Systems, leaving Malaysia. Mm. But yeah, I guess that's the state of what's happening.
Around the world.
Around the world, exactly, during this pandemic. Of course, our main story today is about online returns. Have you found yourself returning more of your online purchases during this pandemic? Why or why not? Get in touch with us, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. You can also reach us on Twitter and on Instagram, at BFM Radio is our handle. When we come back, we're going to be talking about how Microsoft is easing their employees back into the workplace. They've got a 6-step plan. It's actually really quite cool. All that and more coming up after the Jimmy Castor Bunch with It's Just Begun. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.